This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along today as we talk about pet therapy. Geisinger is looking for volunteers for a program, the program called Pause to Reflect. It's to combat burnout and trauma through pet therapy. And we're joined today by Brittany Drum, the program director of Geisinger's Center for Professionalism and Well-Being. We're going to learn about this program today. Brittany, thanks for joining us. Let's begin with just a little bit of a background of how this program came together.
Pause to Reflect is the result of a nursing competition, grant competition, by Nurse Hack for Health. It's a collaborative of many different sponsors in the healthcare space, nonprofit organizations and for-profit organizations alike coming together to put together a real funding source for folks that are doing innovation, really nurse-led innovation in the front lines of hospitals. So we put together an innovation grant pitch to ask if we could scale both pet therapy and peer support in tandem. We know that there are really strong clinical evidence for pet therapy being a really great therapeutic tool for treating and managing some grief, managing some negative impacts to trauma. We know that peer support is an effective modality for receiving support in really rough times. So we have had reasonable success doing both of those things independently at Geisinger, but we thought there might be a really good opportunity to scale a program together where we kind of deliver that as a one-stop shop package to support our frontline employees. So the Pause to Reflect grant gives us a little bit of financial flexibility to scale our program to an additional 50 dogs and handlers, an additional 150 peer supporters, hoping to get all of those folks out and focused on really taking care of our healthcare employees.
So tell us a bit about how this is all going to work. What are the logistics of making this program come together?
We will have a dog and handler, so a sort of duo there, and a peer supporter round together. So they will come to you on the floors. We already have an established flow for how it works when pet therapy comes to the floor. So they usually find a space that's right outside of the clinical area and take up shop for a little period of time for the nurses, the support staff, the physicians, the advanced practitioners to kind of step off the floor in between rounding on patients and get a few minutes of pet time. We know that that kind of creates a space where our employees feel a little bit safe and a little bit like they can express some challenges. So that also gives an opportunity for our peer supporters to be right there and saying, how are you? What can we do for you? And how can we get you to those next level resources if you need them?
Certainly with a program like this, you run into some cynics who wonder if pet therapy is something that really makes a difference.
We don't have any expectation, we didn't when we made the grant, that this was going to solve any of the major problems, right? If we think about what are tools in the toolbox that we can use to really create different spaces and opportunities for people to come forward, we know that pet therapy does create some reactions within our body chemistry that allow us to feel true calm, even in moments of incredible crisis. So we know that there's a chemical reaction that we can rely on in a lot of circumstances to have pet therapy manage that. And peer support as a modality is a really well-proven sort of person-to-person, take the names off the table, take the badge off the table, take the titles off the table, opportunity for humans to just connect with humans. And we've seen that really successful in models like opioid use disorder, and some real challenges in the addiction medicine space. There's a lot of evidence for it really there. And it's a growing, I would say, a growing mechanism of real need in hospital systems to really create a space where anybody, peer, frontline, physician, advanced practitioner, has somebody that they can rely on. So we're creating an embedded model where there's somebody all the time available to them. So this is one tool in our big toolbox of things that we want to make sure we have to support our employees. So we also have crisis response mechanisms, and we have counselors available regularly. We have a whole slew of options kind of on the spectrum of, do I really need a lot of hands-on mental health care, or do I really just need a supportive moment? And so the hope in this program is to provide that support for the people who may just need a few minutes of support, may just need a few minutes of comfort in the middle of a very stressful day. We've seen for our healthcare employees across the country, Geisinger is no exception, that violence has increased, that discrimination has increased, that acuity, the level of patients that they're treating has increased. So the work of working in healthcare has gotten substantially harder from a lot of different perspectives, and there are a lot fewer people than there used to be. So knowing that we can provide some source of comfort in those moments in that front line as one tool in the toolbox is a really exciting opportunity for us.
And is this taking place just at main campus in Danville or elsewhere all over the system?
This is all Geisinger campuses. So when we put this program in place, we really felt strongly that we know that just our, you know, our main campus here in Danville is not the only team that's going to feel affected by this. Not really only that, but we wanted to make sure that this was a program that could scale to really all locations. So we have quite a few employees that work from home in the central Pennsylvania kind of area. So we're working on workflows to allow this to come out to them, to allow this to come out to our satellite locations. So we want to see what we can do to really get this into as many clinics and opportunities as possible for our employees.
Now, we mentioned at the open that Geisinger is looking for volunteers for the program.
So we are looking for folks who want to volunteer some time and a pet that might want to be a part of the pet handler program here. If you are interested, if that sounds like something that's a call to you that you would like to be involved in, but you have a dog that you think would be a really good fit, they're not yet therapy certified, they're not yet, you know, in any way kind of quote qualified for this, that's okay. We have somebody on our team who's happy to walk you through that process and give you some support and options of how you might be able to do that financially, how you might be able to do that feasibly. We are looking for people who really have the heart to want to bring their pups and give back to our healthcare employees. So if that's something that calls to you, please reach out to us. Our email address is geisingerpaws, P-A-W-S, at geisinger.edu. And you can reach out to our team anytime. We'd be happy to help walk you through the process.
Brittany Drum, thanks for joining us on the program today. Brittany is the Program Director for Geisinger Center for Professionalism and Well-Being. And she's been our guest today to talk about Pause to Reflect. If you are interested in volunteering, the email again, geisingerpause@geisinger.edu. And that's geisingerpause, P-A-W-S, at geisinger.edu. We appreciate you joining us today, Brittany, and we appreciate you, the listener, tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.